More than 3,000 photos and paintings made by a team of German anthropologists in the Kimberley during the 1930s will be examined and shared with traditional owner groups. The Frobenius Institute in Frankfurt has the collection. It was made by Andreas Lommel, Helmut Petri, Getra Kleist and Agnes Schultz as they travelled through the far north Kimberley between Munja and Pargo in 1938. Martin Poor is an associate professor in archaeology at University of Western Australia. He's been working with the Frobenius Institute to connect Kimberley groups with the photos.
And some of them are like documentary photos because this expedition is the first one that specifically looked at the famous rock art from the Bonjina Ungut communities. So there are like documentary photos, for example, in there. Where they have documented, the rock art panel, the famous Wonjina images, and so on and so on. But there's, of course, also a lot of photos where they documented the expedition itself, how they worked in the field. And also what is, of course, particularly interesting is how they interacted with the Aboriginal people. And this is something that really one of our main interests to reconstruct actually these kind of processes, how they actually worked in the field, because these are things that are not represented in publications. And this is kind of really one of the ways how we can actually access these kind of processes.
And are you looking to connect relatives of the people depicted in these photographs from the 1930s? Is that possible?
Yes, that's what we are hoping. I mean, we know already a few cases where that is actually possible, and of course that's one of the main interests from the Aboriginal communities, that they this is like really part of family history. So we are hoping to when we then go in greater detail into the archive that this is actually possible. Another thing that's really fascinating is that there's not only the photos of Aboriginal individuals that are working with the expedition members, but they had two expert artists there, two women, Agnes Schulz and Gerda Kleist. And they actually did also some portraits, hand-drawn portraits of Aboriginal people. And we already were able to identify a few individuals. And some of them, Gerda Kleist actually named the people that she drew portraits of. So that's another really fascinating aspect there. And again, it's a part really of family histories of the Aboriginal people involved in this research, really. And the other thing, for example, is also that the materials, they are more than 80 years old. They can be, for example, be also been used by the Aboriginal corporations for management purposes, for the rock art, for example. And we can compare, have there been any changes over 80 years? Has there been any damage? Are some sites affected or not? And from some initial examples that we looked at, some of the sites are completely unchanged. And some of them have actually been damaged by different processes. So there are, all these kind of different things that we can actually do with that. And we are really only at the very beginning of this.
It sounds like a really important project where academia is able to give back to people who didn't necessarily have a say or even give permission when these expeditions and explorations were going on at a time of empirical expansion.
Absolutely it is. I mean, that's the interesting thing with this expedition, which is actually in this form where a group of researchers went into the Northwest Kimberley. This is actually the first of this kind, in fact. I mean, there were other individuals working there, Professor Elkin, for example, was working there and doing ethnographic work, but this is kind of the first time that for half a year about they were in the field. They actually went into that area and collected and made records and so on. And so, I mean, in this case, it's really, as you said, giving back. These kind of original materials have not been available to traditional owners. And So that's what, of course, we want to do, bringing these things in digital form back, working with a community about that. But what we can also say, which is quite interesting about this expedition, it seems that they, from everything that we know, that they were actually in the field were quite well received. So there was no hostility there, but actually the original people were quite intrigued that the German researchers were really keen to learn as much as they can about the Aboriginal culture. And there seems to be a little bit of a difference between how, the Australian researchers and, of course, the administration and so on was perceived, and then these German researchers. So and there's that kind of interesting thing. But, of course, that doesn't mean that the materials have then been accessible to the Aboriginal people, and that's actually what we are hoping to do. I mean, almost like more than 80 years later now.
On a practical level, how are you planning to do this, Martin? You've got a collection in Germany with different institutions. You're in Western Australia. You've got remote traditional owner groups. How on earth are you going to connect all the dots?
Well, it was only a start. You're absolutely right, but this is a big challenge. That's why it took about 10 years to bring everything together.
Wow.
By the way, I'm just saying that not because of lack of interest. It's just the logistics. But in fact, it's the logistics being made easier with digital technology. And of course, at the moment with COVID, so it means our German colleagues, we don't know when they can be able to travel to Australia. But of course, we are lucky that within Western Australia, I could travel, and my colleague Kim Doohan, who is up in the Kimboom at the moment and preparing the project, doing initial consultations and so on. So then, of course, with the digital technologies, everything will be scanned. We can translate things, and of course we can connect these things, the images with traditional owners, do discussions, do the consultations, with digital copies of the materials. Yes, but you're right. It is the logistics is one of the main challenges there.
That is Martin Paugh. He's an associate professor in archaeology at the University of Western Australia, and working with colleagues in the Frobenius Institute in Germany to go through the huge archive from the so-called Frobenius expedition in 1938, where four anthropologists travelled basically between Munja and Pargo and took photographs, documented ways of life, and also painted portraits of people. So connecting people with those ancestral photos and, as Martin Paugh explained, also using some of the photos as tools for land management, seeing how rock art paintings might have changed over the years, for example.